This is Morgan Michael, welcoming you to Kindsight 101, the podcast, where you'll hear from world-renowned educational leaders about the mobilizing power of kindness, together by challenging our assumptions and venturing beyond the status quo in education. We can make a big impact, one small act at a time. Hi, it's Morgan Michael from Kindsight 101. I'm super excited about the next 10 weeks or so. I will be posting on my podcast every alternating week a very short reflection, meditation, or strategy that will be designed to elicit a sense of altruism in yourself or others around you, a sense of self-compassion, and to generally put into practice many of the strategies and the practices that we talk about in many of the interviews on Kindsight 101. My hope is that you can put these strategies and meditations into action and into practice in your own life, and that it can actually benefit your life in some way. So I hope you love today's episode, and I'd love to hear from you either through the reviews on iTunes, those mean so much to me, or even online on Twitter, social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere, Morgan Michael or Small Act, Big Impact. What are limiting beliefs? As I sit here with you, the rain is currently falling right outside my bedroom door, and I'm sitting on my bed. My kids have fallen asleep, and my husband's out. And I'm just thinking about things and some of the beliefs that I hold to be true. I had a wonderful conversation with somebody who really helped me to think about limiting beliefs in a different way. And I wanted to share some of those things with you. And I know that some of you listen to my podcast religiously every Saturday. I've heard from some of you that it's one of the highlights of your Saturday, which just makes me feel so honored and so blessed to be part of your life in a way that is able to help you and move you forward. So I wanted to talk about this concept of limiting beliefs and maybe give you a few tools that can help you move forward. So what are they? Limiting beliefs are a collection of opinions of ourselves and even of others that can constrain us in some way. The stronger the belief, the more evidence we seem to find to support them, despite the fact that the vast majority of limiting beliefs are simply untrue. Such beliefs, they're formed unconsciously, based on our life experiences, and they're often misrepresentations of past events, so stories we've made up that aren't always accurate. We cement these beliefs in our mind through repeated thoughts once we have decided that these opinions must be true. So the challenge becomes holding on to those limiting beliefs and really overcoming them, because they can actually hold us back. So the challenge actually is to overcome those limiting beliefs. So working through those limiting beliefs can have a really positive impact on your self-worth, your confidence, and your empowerment. So here's an exercise that's based on the work of Byron Katie. So basically, identify a belief that is currently holding you back, and then we'll work through some questions together to discover the truth or the inaccuracy of your fearful thoughts. So use this process, and then it'll help you to tap into a limiting belief and hopefully let it go. And I recommend working through this slowly, and definitely having a journal at your side so that you can take pauses and really delve into this in a meaningful way. You might just want to close your eyes to go deeper and relax and really think about things as they come up. So here we go. Make sure that you have that journal in front of you and a pencil, because some interesting things may come up. So what is a belief that you wish to work on? For example, the belief that you're not good enough, that somebody you care for doesn't care for you, that you'll never make enough money, that your family doesn't approve of something, that you'll never have the job that you want. So write that belief down. Number two, is it true? Question the validity of that belief. Is it really true? Can you absolutely know for sure that it is true, or do you just believe it to be true based on those past experiences? What is the payoff? So how does holding on to this limiting belief actually appear to serve you? What are the benefits of holding on to this belief? Once you uncover those, it becomes easier to actually change our mindset about them. Now, what is the cost of hanging on to those limiting beliefs? What does it alter about who you are? How does it impact your behaviors? How does it have an effect on your attitudes? What images come to mind when you believe this thought? How do you react when you think about this limiting belief or fear or thought? So, in terms of reactions, how do you feel in your body? Can you identify where you feel perhaps a feeling of uneasiness, tension, a pit in your stomach? What emotions come up for you? And what behaviors or even addictions does it invoke? Often these limiting beliefs can be mired in shame. And so what are some ways that you end up dealing with or even sort of like covering up that feeling of shame? How do you treat yourself and others when you think it? And then what other fears does it spark? Now, this may not be an easy process, so please take a break when you need to, but it's really important if you want to move forward. So does this negative limiting belief bring peace or a stress to your life? Chances are it probably doesn't bring you peace. Can you see a stress-free reason to hold on to the belief? Can you see a reason to drop this belief? Who would you be without that thought? Now turn the belief around in terms of a positive message. If your belief was, I can never make enough money, then think a new thought. I can always make enough money, kind of the mirror image. Is your new thought, is it as true or is it more true than the original belief? If you lived this new thought, what would you do differently? How would your actions change? Now that you've thought about this a little bit, and I know I've kind of raced through, so you do have to pause this recording a little bit to get the most out of it. How can you become unstuck from those old habits that have been holding you back in a certain area of your life? Keep coming back to this recording and keep reflecting. All you have to do is just keep listening and keep reflecting in order to release yourself from those limiting beliefs. And chances are, if you let go of one, you can let go of more. I'm Morgan Michael, and thank you so much for listening to Kindsight 101. Take care. I want to thank you for the wonderful reviews that you've left for this podcast on iTunes. Your reviews make a big difference in helping other educators find this show. If you think that I'm doing good work here and you'd like others to get inspired and join our 21-day kindness challenge and movement, I'd love it if you would take a minute, head over to iTunes and leave a review. Thank you so much. This has been another episode of Kindsight 101, the podcast. For links to resources mentioned in this episode, visit smallactbigimpact.com and click on our podcast and choose this episode number. Now, I'd love to give my audience a heads up about my new book, which will provide ideas, actionable strategies, and inquiry-based approaches to creating a kinder classroom through serving the community. Subscribe to my blog for more information. Now, I would love to hear from you. What's the biggest insight that you gain from this conversation? Head over to our website, smallactbigimpact.com, leave a comment on our podcast page, or tag and connect with us on social media with the hashtag #SmallActBigImpact to share your inspiring story of kindness. Can't wait to hear from you.